content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Jill Lane and Diamond Gray. I don't know where everybody else is. I've been too busy working.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's always great to have Jill Lane in studio. She's a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. I always love having Jill on the show. She's been on since the very beginning. It's been a
Time
while.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. August the 9th will be 8 years.
Wow.
8 years. Not the first time we were on the air together.
Right.
But 8 years since One Life Radio began.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how time flies, but it also goes to show you that life goes quickly, so you should seize the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Chase the dreams, do the things you want to do,
you know? Oh, yeah. What we were talking with Sean Wells last week, and Kurt Cobain, 25 years he's been gone.
Wow.
25 years. That's a long time. Time flies. I mean, I don't know. They say it goes by faster when you're older, which of course isn't true, but it seems like it does. I wonder why.
I feel, to me, things started rapidly going quick when I had kids that had to now live by the school schedule, your life kind of revolves around school, starts at this time, school ends at this time, summer starts at this time, they go back to school. I feel like you're as a parent with kids in school, your whole life revolves around the school schedule. So for me, that's mm-hmm. when things really change because you're just like hostage isn't right the word, but you're just commanded by that schedule all the
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah, you are.
Because you can't change it. You don't have any say-so right. with it. So it's just, and I feel like that is just like a ticking clock that's always running in the background as a parent of school-age kids.
Right. And then your kids are gone. Of course, I've got a few years. So do yeah. you. So do you. Your oldest is what, 12?
11. About to be 12, yeah.
Okay. And my youngest is 14. Mm. So pretty close there. But yeah, your life depends on taking care of these children, and their life depends on you taking care of them.
Yep.
And then like, whoop, they're gone.
Yeah.
And so you do have to prepare for that. You do. And I don't, but then, back in the old days, people would, they'd leave home at 18, get married, have children. Next mm-hmm. thing you know, you've got grandchildren to take care of.
But right. At a younger age.
I can wait on that. I don't even have the energy.
Yes. I can't imagine. No, I need a lot of time. I feel like I'm still coming out of the baby fog. My youngest is just turned 7 and I feel like, okay, I'm getting my sea legs back, cause you don't have any of the stuff anymore. No strollers, no diaper bags, no like pull-ups, none of all the stuff that comes from toddlers, like that's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's like their own, running their own life, kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, we're going to Paleo FX in a couple of weeks and,
awesome.
And we're driving and Lexi's taking Jackson with us. So she's got to take her own car because she's got so much stuff. With the baby, she's got it. She can't take it it won't fit.
And the stroller.
All that stuff. My gosh. Well, and Paleo FX is getting so big. It really is. 2019, it is the largest paleo health and wellness event in the world. There's going to be so many people there. Sean Wells will be there. I mean, I know so many people that have been on the show that are going to be there.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be a great event. It really is. Sarah Ballantyne, she's been on the show many times. Mark Sisson's been on the show. JJ Virgin, one of your old friends. She's actually, she's speaking and she's I think she's involved in this event like one of the engines behind it, if you will. So but you guys ought to check it out. It features hundreds of paleo friendly vendors offering samples and selling products that support health and wellness. So check it out. It's in Austin, Texas, the weekend of the 26th, 27th yeah. and 28th.
And I remember very vividly you coming back from there last year and we played the audio of the bowl,
Turner. What is her first name? Do you remember Diamond?
There was this amazing...
What is it?
Carol Johnson Turner.
Yes, Carol Johnson Turner. She was amazing. She was in
sound
studio.
Sound therapy. There was this amazing sound therapy session that was happening, and it was like, I wasn't even there, but we had some audio from it. It was mesmerizing. And then you interviewed the woman who started PaleoFX, the movement.
Right. Michelle Norris.
What I wanted, I hope that you can bring to light and talk more about that, if not today, another time. Because people hear paleo and they think, oh, all they do is eat steaks and drag clubs around, and they don't wear shoes. You know,
they
have this very cavemanish, you know, thought process that goes into that. But really, it's not at all about that. It's about moving. It's about going back to eating and living in a way that's less processed,
absolutely.
That's more real movement and real whole foods and things like that.
And who doesn't like a little movement, right?
Right? In various forms.
Well, and Diamond was at the PaleoFX last year. And it was your first time. What did you think?
My takeaways were just all of the different like candies and stuff that you wouldn't think that you can eat in like paleo form. Like they had waffles there and like syrups.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows that there's a substitute for everything that you think you would be missing out on if you changed your diet.
Yeah. It's fun. Now I don't eat meat, so I'm kind of like I don't know what I am. I'm just I'm a plant-based eater that eats some pasture-raised eggs once in a while, or a little sprinkle of cheese once in a while, but from good sources. So, you know, today I made these. I bought these and put them in my refrigerator a couple of weeks ago and then forgot about them. The Capello's gluten-free, vegan, grain-free chocolate chip cookie dough from Primal Palettes. That's a TM. And I have to tell you, I brought them in for Diamond to experience, and she couldn't believe it. And she's like me. Have you ever made these? Like they're like crack.
Okay, no, she was trying. I was like, what smells so good?
They're
in
the bag.
First of all, and Diamond's like, they're amazing. I didn't know it was that brand. I thought it was something else. She tried to describe them to me. She's like, I had to move them from her room into our room, and now my insulin is like going up just smelling them because they smell so amazing.
Well, they're like the old, you know, slice and bake cookies.
Yes.
And they literally took 5 minutes,
love
not
it.
Even 5 minutes, 2 minutes to put in the oven. You slice them on a piece of parchment paper, throw them in the oven at 350, set the timer for 10 minutes, you're done. And they're not paying for this, by the way. I just love their cookies. I really do. And they make the gluten-free and the vegan, like lasagna noodles.
I've never tried any of their
gnocchi.
Products. I need to try.
I've serious?
Seen the gnocchi. I've seen the gnocchi and I've wanted to desperately try the gnocchi, but I haven't tried that yet. I'm trying to master the cauliflower gnocchi right now, and I keep burning it in the pan, so I'm struggling with my gnocchi skills.
Well, and you can make these with your kids. You know, we were talking about kids earlier. This is a simple thing you can do with your kids to teach them how to eat better.
And you taste buttery, and I don't get it, but it's so delicious.
Maybe they have coconut or palm oil.
Well, I'll
or
read the ingredients.
Still.
It does have coconut oil in it, I'm pretty sure. Where
there's
is it?
A good fat source in there that gives you that texture, which when you're baking, you still want that.
Okay, so it's got almond flour, organic Vermont maple syrup, dark chocolate morsels, unsweetened chocolate, organic cane sugar, cocoa butter. So that's in the chocolate. So there's no chocolate, I don't think, actually in the batter. So arrowroot flour, organic unrefined coconut oil, organic vanilla extract, coarse sea salt, and baking soda. And that's the thing, too, like they're big for a salt morsel, or what do you call it? What do you call it?
Granule.
Granule. Thank you. Thank you very much. So a salt granule, they're larger than normal. But that's what makes them so yummy when you get that chunk of salt in your mouth and mixed with the sugar and the almond flour and the organic oil. They're like crack.
I gotta try those.
They're totally good. Anyway,
Well, to Diamond's point, though, and I think, again, whether you have kids or not, there is... And I really don't like the word healthy because that means something to everybody else. But there is a healthy alternative to everything you think you're not going to be able to eat. However, we talk a lot about on this show that there's a junk food version for every diet out there.
Oh,
keto
for sure.
has a ton of junk food products. Paleo has a ton of junk food products. The vegan world has a ton of junk food products. So that the ingredients you just read are all very understandable. There was no chemicals. Those are all kind of quote unquote whole food things. So when you're buying these substitute products, just make sure that it still has real food in it.
Yeah,
still
absolutely.
Has real food in it.
Because you can eat. That's like this is a good choice if you want something sweet.
Sure.
And you know, what a great thing you say, hey, kids, I made you some homemade cookies.
Well, and a lot more people are finding out that their kids or themselves need to be gluten-free or dairy-free, or maybe they just are choosing to want to do that. And so there's a substitute for it. Now, that doesn't mean those are you know, there's no sugar and there's no ramifications of eating, you know, two whole batches of those. No, you still have to, you know, mind your manners, but you still can enjoy things. It's not about not enjoying foods, you know, for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And I love that we're talking about it. We may, we're going to be talking about, should you do a detox? We may touch on some label reading a little later on in the show. And we have Dr. Brendan Stiles on, and he's going to be talking about the dangers of vaping. So stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
EarthX returns to Fair Park in Dallas, April 26th through the 28th, the world's largest environmental experience featuring green exhibitors, expert speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, and a film festival, plus tiny houses, kid zone, auto show, live music, and more. EarthX brings people together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Find out what's going on and how to improve it. April 26th through the 28th. Register at earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Change happens here.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out Honest Hemp, formerly H-Hemp. Like healthy, happy, honest. Honest Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate, and let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's three convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Jill Lane, and Dr. Brendan Stiles. He is an associate professor of cardiothoracic surgery at New York Presbyterian Hospital, the Weill Cornell Medicine School. And Dr. Stiles is a busy clinician with expertise in surgical management of lung cancer and other thoracic malignancies. Dr. Stiles is also an active basic science researcher focused on lung cancer. He is the chair of the board of directors of the Lung Cancer Research Foundation and is a grant reviewer for the Thoracic Surgery Foundation and the Lung Cancer Research Program. Dr. Stiles is an active advocate for lung cancer research and for patients. You can find him at Brendan Stiles, MD. Such an honor to have you on the show. Welcome to One Life Radio, Dr. Stiles.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bernadette. I'm thrilled to be here and to talk about this topic.
Well, you know, I'm very passionate about this subject because I know that it's becoming very problematic for young adults, and it's very, very dangerous. So let's talk about the dangers of vaping. Vaping is probably one of the fastest growing trends right now. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. And it's something talked about in my middle schooler, but talked about increasingly in a public health perspective, but also really on social media and everywhere.
Well, and especially for teens and adolescents. So what is the science on vaping and our health?
Well, I think that's really the biggest trouble is that the science isn't great. We really have a paucity of data on beneficial effects and on harmful effects. It's really one of these things that people have a lot of passion about, depending upon which side they are. On the one hand, there's a group that really think that this can help decrease reliance on tobacco and traditional cigarettes. And on the other hand is the other group that really is worried that this could be a real on-ramp to nicotine addiction for teens and to increase smoking. Certainly there are some studies that suggest that vaping or e-cigarettes may help people with smoking cessation, but increasingly what worries me the most is that there's a lot of studies showing that there's an increase in teen use and a potential for a switch to cigarettes down the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're vaping marijuana, too, are they not? And that's, could be detrimental for a developing brain, right?
Vaping marijuana and nicotine, particularly for adolescents and developing brains, has been shown to have a lot of harmful effects as well. And I think, as you probably are aware and as many people know, one of the big problems is that the nicotine is really not well regulated in these devices. And its long-term effects, particularly on young people, are not as well understood. Many of these e-cigarette devices may deliver higher, faster levels of nicotine, which may really cause some problems down the road.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like history. It sounds like the tobacco industry to me all over again. You know,
when I give my talk to the medical students, I talk about the history of tobacco and how really we were fooled, how everybody thought it was good. There were all these ads in the 40s and 50s showing doctors with their favorite tobacco products. And it really took a long time for us to understand the problem with tobacco and to really embrace it. And we really missed the boat. We were 20, 30 years too late, and we had this huge epidemic in lung cancer and lung disease as a direct result of that.
Well, let me ask you this. What does the U.S. government think about this? What is the FDA? I don't know what the guidelines are on this. Can you share that with us?
Well, I think it's a really evolving topic. And I think, again, depending on who you ask, the FDA under Scott Gottlieb has certainly turned a lot of attention to this. How that will continue will be interesting to see. And again, like many things, you have groups lined up on both sides. I think the FDA's position is cautious right now. They are certainly interested in the idea of using e-cigarettes or ENDS as smoking cessation devices and are looking at the data carefully there. I think the biggest public position that they've staked is, however, is that they want to avoid youth marketing. They want to be careful with flavors, which seem to attract youth at higher levels.
Oh, yeah. I was in an elevator at Baylor Hospital, coincidentally, a couple of weeks ago, and I had my 14-year-old daughter with me, and we were taking the stairs, and these three boys came off the elevator. All of them had vape pens, and my daughter said, "Mom, do you smell that?" And I said, "Yeah, it smells like bubble gum." She goes, "Yeah, they flavor them so that, you know, that they're more popular that way." She knew that at 14. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me, and we can't stop this. We can't stop this.
I have a 14-year-old as well, and so I hear all the stories about vaping in middle school, and you know it's there, and it's advertised on social media. They hear about it from their friends. They see others using it, and there's a lot. It's interesting. There's a lot of surveys out there that show a lot of teens don't even know that there's nicotine in some of these e-cigarettes or other vaping devices, and so I think education and science is going to be really important to drive this. Been a lot of groups trying to get at the forefront of this, including SurvivorNet, who I've worked with. I'm on an editorial just talking about how we have to get ahead of the science, and how we have to get ahead of the public message on this.
Mm-hmm. And aren't there a lot of chemicals, if I'm not mistaken, in these vape pens that are also very dangerous for, like, just for the health of your throat health?
I'm certain that there are, and again, that's another problem, is that right now it's not particularly regulated what's in them, and that regulation is pending. And often there's a lot of variability between different products out there. Most have nicotine in them, which is what keeps people coming back, but then the rest are a mix of things, and not only just chemicals, and propylene glycol is something that helps to aerosolize it, but then there's other toxic chemicals and probably heavy metals, inhaled particles, other things that we know are not good for lung health over the long term.
Mm. So what is the difference as far as health risk compared to cigarettes? Do we know?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I think, you know, there's another perception out there, and people have written that adults think e-cigarettes are just as bad as cigarettes, or that they're maybe even more dangerous, and that's the reason that they're not using them for cessation. That's a little tougher for me to swallow, and I can't quite understand how people think they're more dangerous than tobacco. Some have estimated that they're probably maybe 90% less dangerous, or 95%. Now, I certainly think that's the case. These are definitely not like combustible tobacco. They're much safer than that. That said, I think we don't know that the toxic effects, and it's maybe the difference between jumping off a 100-foot cliff and jumping off a 20-foot cliff. We need to study this better. I was struck that there was a recent publication that just looked at gene expression changes in the mouth of vapors, and these were young people, 25.
Mm-hmm.
And they compared them to smokers and to normal patients, and they had an incredible number of genes that were dysregulated, meaning that the gene expression just changed in the cells in their mouth from vaping. And it was certainly less than those who smoked cigarettes, but the remarkable thing was that there was significant overlap. About a third of the genes that were dysregulated in the vapors were the same ones that were dysregulated in smokers. And if you look at these things where you can see which pathways they're in, the most common pathway affected was cancer. So I would not be surprised if vaping alone increases susceptibility to oral and airway cancers. And I also worry, again, about that gateway effect to nicotine dependence and going to cigarettes after vaping.
Mm. Well, no addiction is good, and it leads to other addictions, making me think of, we had Dr. Judson Brewer, he's the author of The Craving Mind, on the show yesterday, talking about from cigarettes to smartphones to love, why we get hooked and how we can break bad habits. But he has been researching addiction to cigarettes for 20 years and how to get people to quit smoking. And he spoke about so many things that happen when you inhale, you know, cigarettes, or I'm guessing that vaping is kind of the same way. Is it capillaries that are in your lungs? That,
sure, it's the same. It's just a great surface area, that's right, in the lungs and the respiratory system. And so the hit just comes really fast with things like this.
Yes, that's it. And I guess you say the space that it covers. I read something like the size of a football field or something like that within our lungs, all the capillaries, something like that.
You know, I've heard that number tossed out before, and it's incredible. You know, all your blood flows through your lungs, and so the gas exchange leads to a lot of these things being taken up. And actually, that brings up an interesting point, is that the people who are in favor of e-cigarettes and vaping often point out that a lot of things, chemicals in these, have been approved in people by the FDA. But the key distinction there is that a lot of those were approved for consumption or oral consumption, not for aerosolization. So we really don't know what effect a lot of these chemicals and compounds have when they get aerosolized and taken into the lungs and get that fast uptake like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny that, you know, I just happened to, and of course I have to be somewhat discreet here, I ran into a friend of a friend last week who shared with me other friend of ours, her fiance is making a ton of money in the vaping business. And I thought that was really interesting and relative too, because, you know, money should never dictate what we're doing to protect our children or the health of our children. That needs to stop. Would you agree?
It is very relative and very interesting. And I think clearly you see a lot of the tobacco companies lining up to get behind these things, which definitely raises potential conflicts of interest. On the other side, the people who are in favor of these argue that the people who are against vaping are really sort of in the pocket of pharma, and because pharma has these drugs for smoking cessation, they don't want to disturb pharma.
Mm-hmm.
I think all these arguments, you know, it's hard to sort of really understand where the balance lies, and that's really the problem with this whole debate. I think you have very rational people on both sides, but you also have very irrational people. That editorial that I wrote with the SurvivorNet group, I put a lot of things out on social media, and mostly about lung cancer, but I've never had such hostile responses as I did to just suggesting that, hey, maybe vaping could be bad. We really got to keep an eye on this stuff.
Wow. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there was so much, such an adverse reaction?
You know, I think people just worry about, you know, number one, infringing on their personal decision making, which I get.
Yeah, I get that.
I think a lot of people, I think part of the problem with tobacco smokers is they feel like they're discriminated against or people are hostile to them. And I think that's long been a problem in the lung cancer world, is that there's a little bit of a stigma that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's people's own faults that they brought these things upon themselves. It's, we know, though, that it's an addiction. From your talk yesterday, I'm sure you talked about that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Medical illness, and I think how we can sort of help these people, and a lot of these people may be helped by devices like this, and so they're immediately hostile to the idea that, it might hurt other people.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, you know, and I personally can't help but, you know, ask this question: why is vaping okay, and why is marijuana still not nationally legal in this country? You know, that's
well,
where my
comes up in my mind too, and I think, you know, marijuana, it's an interesting debate. A lot of the same questions arise, though certainly there's some beneficial properties to different to CBD or different components of marijuana. It may help with pain. It may help with sleep. It may help people with a lot of things. We have to balance that with the potential, again, for inhalational injury, for continued inflammation in the lungs, for a resurgence in lung-related disease, which we're really doing so well against with the public campaign, anti-smoking campaigns. I do worry that we're going to see a big spike again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too, unfortunately. And a lot of money's going to be made. And children's lives are in the balance, and that's never good. But I appreciate you jumping on the air with us and at least bringing awareness to all the parents out there that need to know about this. And I say parents, but I know adults that are doing this. And it's like, what are you doing to your health, you know? And not in a judgmental way. It just, it's not healthy. It's just not healthy to breathe anything like that into your lungs every single day. It just isn't. And I appreciate you so much, Dr. Brendan Stiles, everyone. Thank you so much. We can find you on Instagram at Brendan Stiles MD. Is that correct?
I'm on Twitter at Brendan Stiles MD.
Yep. Oh, Twitter. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thanks
Stiles.
So much for having me, Brendan. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate it as well. Thank you so much. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Jill Lane coming up. We're going to be talking about, should you do a detox? I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly, there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
If you haven't heard, I'm always searching for ways to supplement magnesium. Magnesium is a vital mineral that enhances your natural cellular and electrical impulses to help you sleep better, smooth your muscles, and improve heart and brain health. Magnesium also helps you to become mentally and physically stronger and resilient to illness. Sun Warrior's Ionic Magnesium Complex is sourced from a non-GMO island seabed, concentrated by the sun and harvested naturally, without the use of chemicals or solvents. We like to refer to it as yoga in a bottle. So pick up yours today at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on oneliferadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
EarthX, the world's largest environmental expo, returns to Fair Park April 26th to the 28th, featuring green exhibitors, speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, film festival, tiny houses, a kids zone, auto show and music. Register at earthx.org.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
Free your mind.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, and I've got Jill Lane in studio with me. She is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Today, we're talking about should you do a detox? Everybody talks about this. You see it everywhere. You see the word detox even on a lot of products now. You know, detox your body. So when you say detox, what all does that include?
Well, I love to just go to the internet because that's where everybody goes. And I think that's just a dangerous place. I'm going to give you two totally polar opposite definitions of what you're going to find. And then I'm going to give you kind of what I think the medical definition is. So dictionary.com has a process or period of time in which one abstains from or rids the body of toxic or unhealthy substances, you know, detoxification. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of potentially older generations, when you hear detox, you think of someone who had an addiction, speaking of addictions, who had to go to like a detox clinic to get off their addiction.
Yeah.
But then if you go to the world of Wikipedia, which is unfortunately where too many people get their information from, it says something like, something from the alternative world that is, it goes into
like
this.
Like we're Martians from outer space.
Yeah, it goes into this very esoteric definition of what a detox is.
Well, your body detoxes every time you pee, you detox, right?
And so this is what people need to know, that detox isn't something you buy in a box or a can off the internet or at the local health food store or supplement company and do to your body. Our bodies are detoxing 24/7, 365. It's how we were made. It's how we survive this earth. It's how we even just change hormones from hormone A to B to see, you know, we detox our estrogens every day in our liver. We detox as we have detoxification pathways in our body and almost every place in our body to change things, not just toxic stuff from the environment, but stuff that our body produces like hormones. And so we don't do detoxification to our body. Our body does detoxification as part of its normal daily processes. Mm-hmm. And I think for some people, that's like a what? Like an aha moment. I'm like, yes. So that should change the way you think about, should I do a detox? I'm like, no, you're detoxing right now as we're having this conversation, right. As you're listening, as you're driving down the road, as you're at work, as you're working out, you're detoxifying.
Well, so, and detoxing also has a spiritual aspect to it, doesn't it? And a lot of
sure.
different cultures where you fast,
right.
which is a form of like detoxing your body, right?
Yeah, you know, well, I think fasting and, you know, that's one of the things I want to talk about today. I think cleansing and fasting mean different things in my interpretation. And I think cleansing and detoxing are different things. And I think fasting and detoxing are different things because by definition, like I just said, we are detoxifying all the time. It's something we do. To me, a cleanse means something we're forcing our body to do.
So what's
and
a cleanse?
So, it's to a me, cleanse means like, you buy that thing over the counter that makes you poop your brains out to quote unquote cleanse your colon when mm-hmm. all it's doing is making you empty your bowels. But that's only one of the four different detox organs.
Should you
organs.
Do that? And what about like, they're so gross. I've never done one, but like a coffee enema?
Yeah, I mean, we could go down so the rabbit hole on so many things, but here's the deal. And to go back to fasting, really think really quick, because this is a big takeaway that I want people to understand is that everybody should be detoxing every day. If you're alive, you're detoxing.
Right.
A cleanse is something you kind of force your body to do. And I'm going to use the colon cleanse as an example, because anybody can go into any store and buy the colon cleanse tea. It's actually a group of herbs that irritate the lining of your digestive tract such that your body is like, whoa, what is this? And it draws a bunch of water into your colon and forces you to just poop a bunch of stuff out. But our toxins are not just in our colon. They're actually stored most of the time in fat cells and a bunch of other places. And we have to get them to the colon first in order to quote unquote detoxify. Fasting usually means you're abstaining from food or drink for some level mm-hmm. of time. And if you want to detox well, you should not be fasting.
Right.
And we'll talk about that.
Well, because you need the water to flush your body out.
You need tons of things to run detoxification. It's a super energy-rich, organ-rich process. We have four main detox organs: liver, kidney, skin, and our colon, or our whole digestive tract. And so if you're not feeding those pathways, which require B vitamins, tons of amino acids, if you're not feeding that, if you're not getting that from your food, you literally cannot do the steps. There's three phases of detoxification. We take a fat-soluble toxin, we make it water-soluble because we're mostly water as mm-hmm. people, and then we eliminate it through one of those pathways, usually pee, poop, or sweat. And so we need nutrients to do that. So if you're doing a fast, which means usually by definition you're eating either very low calorie and or you're not consuming a lot of food or even hydration for a period of time, you're not getting the nourishment you need to properly run your detoxification pathways.
You got to have the energy. It's got to have, gas in your tank.
Food is energy.
Yeah.
So they're separate to me. Fasting has its place. Like you said, it could be religious. It could be ceremonial. It could be medically inclined. It's separate to me. Fasting is separate mm-hmm. than detoxification.
And what about exercise? That seems such a fundamental. This is a huge part of a piece of this puzzle.
Well, as I said, one of the main organs of detoxification is your skin.
Right.
And how do you detoxify through your skin? Through sweat. What's one of the best ways to get your sweat on? Through exercise. You have another one of the great ways, a sauna.
Oh, my.
An infrared sauna.
My infrared sauna. Infrared, not infrared. I have a funny story I can't tell you right now. But yeah, no, I love my sauna, and I don't have it in front of me, but there is a lot of research and just facts that how healthy being visiting a sauna regularly, how all the health benefits that it has.
Again, your skin is a detox organ. That's why it actually matters what you put on your skin, because what you put on your skin, you eat. I want to repeat that. What you put on your skin, you eat. You soak it in. It goes into your bloodstream. And so when it comes to detoxification, you know, we talk about nourishing the body with food, but we've talked a lot about on this show just about ridding your body of chemical exposure. We just talked about it in the, mm-hmm. you know, with regards to vaping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're intentionally inhaling toxins that your body's going to have to, through its own detoxification process, get rid of. But here's the trouble. Because there's a lot of people who think, oh, well, our body has enough resources to just detox all these chemicals in our world. And I take problem with that, because when you start testing people, you see that their livers are burdened. They're not taking in enough water. Their kidneys aren't running as they need to be, and they're not sweating. Mm-hmm. So they're not getting everything out.
Well, and magnesium and your proper minerals. Magnesium is huge in this process of elimination. It's critical. It's absolutely critical. So many people forget about magnesium.
The minerals, the amino acids, and the B vitamins in particular are critical for phase one and phase two detoxification, which mostly happens in the liver. The liver is one of our main detoxification organs. It's one of the main places we change these oily, greasy toxins into something water soluble, package it up so then it can be excreted in our body. And so again, if you're not eating a nutrient dense diet, you're not going to have those cofactors from your food to run these processes that our body does every day. Now, couple on top of that, maybe some funky genetics that you were handed down from mom or dad. There's phase one detox enzymes are called cytochrome P450 enzymes. Medications change those enzymes. So just being on a medication can affect your CYP levels. And people are like, what is she talking about? That's crazy.
We're going to find out right after the break. It is crazy because you've lost me. I'm going to have to get out the Wikipedia or something here. No, interesting stuff. Stay tuned, everyone. More coming up with Jill Lane. Should you do a detox? We're going to learn all about it. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Whoa.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. We've got Aviana in here now and Jill Lane. If you're just now joining us, Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. And I want to give a shout out to our sponsors before we continue our topic today, which is should you do a detox? Because, you know, our sponsors are so amazing. They really make this rocket go up in so many ways. A big shout out to great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all their products. And, of course, Honest Hemp. Visit them at honesthemp.com. Happy, healthy, and honest. Honest Hemp products are a natural alternative for managing your stress, reducing mild anxiety, and relieving pain from exercise-induced inflammation. And it's all non-GMO and contains all natural ingredients. And our newest sponsor, Nature's Plate, absolutely love this place. And Jill, you were talking about their cookies earlier.
Oh my gosh. I'm addicted. Speaking of addictions.
Well, and as a nutritionist.
To the carrot cake cookies.
Is that what the carrot cake cookies you brought yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were so good.
Well, and they all of their stuff. They offer handcrafted and it's 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready to go meals to really help lighten your cooking and save you time at the grocery store. And it just, I don't know. I love it. And so visit them at naturesplate.com. You can order ahead of time. I think if you get your order in by Thursday, and then there's three different locations you can actually go into and shop. And I think four locations you could pick up your meals for the whole week. I know it's made my life a heck of a lot easier because I get Nia's lunches like 3 days out. And so we all have them all stacked up in the refrigerator. It just makes life a lot easier. And of course, our other great sponsors, Paleo Magazine. We already talked about Paleo FX coming up. Paleo Magazine will be there at Paleo FX. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. The Wellbeing Journal is always amazing. What did I do with my copy? Here it is. This is last month, though. Or a couple of months ago, but they always have like incredible content. Check them out at thewellbeingjournal.com. Okay. And they talk about detox too. Both of those publications have had multiple articles about detox because it really is important to keep your body clean.
Again, our body has its own built-in cleaning system.
Well, clean
everything from autophagy, which we've covered with so many of the amazing authors, that's like cellular detoxification, if you want to call it that, to just the general organ system detoxification. But you're right. You have two ways that you can do that. Reducing your exposure. So, again.
From chemicals and things like that. Like you were saying,
on
your skin.
Cleaning products. Maybe you stop smoking. You stop vaping. You drink less alcohol. You know, things where an overabundance can put some strain on your major organs of detox. Now, a lot of people in my camp would say, oh, the organs don't get strained. They're built for stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? They were built to deal with toxins in the environment, but man is getting too darn smart and keeps inventing more and more toxins that the body's never seen before.
More chemicals.
And then couple that on the fact that that person now is also taking three medications, which change their detoxification enzymes, which we were talking about before we went to break.
Right. And so let's elaborate on that. What were you trying to tell us?
So we have a set of genes called cytochrome genes. They are what control the first phase of liver detoxification. They basically help us take this really toxic, fat-soluble, think of your olive oil, you know, when you put it in water, it doesn't dissolve. It takes that, and it's like adding soap to it. So it can dissolve in the water, and then your body can sweat it out, pee it out, breathe it out, poop it out, whatever it needs to do.
That's another, I forgot about breathing, deep breathing.
Yeah, so cytochrome enzymes help with that, but they are altered by medications, by chemical exposures, sometimes even by supplementation. And this is we know this happens because a lot of people, if you look on your medication, it says, do not take this with grapefruit juice. because grapefruit juice changes cytochrome P450 enzyme activity. And so if anybody thinks I was just making that up, you'll go, oh yeah, my doctor says I shouldn't take this with grapefruit juice because it will either make the body run through my medication quicker or keep it around in my system longer.
Wow.
Both of which is potentially bad for a titrated medication schedule. And so our body detoxes 24/7. That's proof that that's happening.
Okay, so if someone says, I want to detox. There's so many questions like, what are the benefits of detoxing? How often should you detox? Is there anyone who shouldn't detox?
Right. So what are the benefits? The benefits are that you have less inflammation, that your body's natural inborn systems run a little smoother. And because of that, you have a longer potentially lifespan. You know, your longevity is better. Your cellular age is better. Your joints feel better. Your skin looks better. Your gut's better. It's all the normal stuff we talk about because most of those processes get bogged down by toxins and chemicals.
Right.
Now, how do you do it? You nourish yourself with all the things we always talk about. You don't need to necessarily buy
or
this
do anything
package.
The 7-day juice cleanse or
you
whatever.
You need to take in more real food. So I'm sitting in front of this article that says you should be eating 2.5 to 3 cups of leafy greens per day, but only less than the number of Americans that don't do that, 91%. Okay, wow. But we're willing to spend hundreds of dollars on these quote unquote cleanses or detoxes when all we need to do is just eat more greens.
Wow.
Eat clean protein because you need amino acids to run phase 2 detoxification. You need amino acids. So I don't care if it's Sun Warrior protein or if it's fish or if it's pastured eggs. I don't care where you get your amino acids from, but you need them for detoxification. And then you need to drink water and you need to exercise and maybe consider some deep breathing. And you should do it every day because the body is detoxing every day. It's trying to, and it needs you to nourish it. So when I talk about detoxification, you nourish yourself and then your body will do what it needs to do on its own.
Wow.
Now, some people need a little extra help because they were used to be on a bunch of medications. Maybe they got chemically exposed. They worked at a dry cleaner for 20 years. Maybe they worked at a chemical plant. Maybe they were a yard guy spraying toxic chemical fertilizers or worked in an industry where they were exposed. I've seen people and tested people that have had paint thinners and all sorts of crazy things happening that have burdened down their liver. And so we can potentially use supplementation temporarily to help kind of give our detox organs a boost, but we shouldn't start there. We need to nourish ourselves first with food and exercise and sunlight and water, and then add where we potentially need to after you do some testing to find out. But it's easy. We don't need to buy like this big box thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we just need to eat the right foods.
Well, and it's very expensive. I mean, I'm thinking of like we're talking about, you know, the juice cleanse. It's not a cleanse, detox. They're different things, as you said earlier in the show. But they're very expensive. I can think of a couple of places where you go and you pick up the juices.
Sure.
And you take them home. It's like $200 or $300.
Just go buy some more produce. Right. And eat some more because you need to do that anyways. You don't just detox for 7 days while you're on the juice cleanse and then the rest of the month you're not detoxing. Your body is detoxifying every single day. So you should be feeding it that. So I don't have any, if you want to buy a green juice and drink it, great. Get the nourishment from that as part of the rest of the day of eating tons of fiber so you can scrub out all the toxins from your digestive tract, eating vegetables, eating the fruits that are in season, eating some protein from whatever source you want, eating less sugar, getting less toxic exposure. It's really that simple. Mm-hmm. Some people need some extra supplemental help because of their history.
Like what kind of extra supplemental health?
So again, you're just supplementing what these pathways would be getting from food. So you might need B vitamin supplementation. You may want some sulfur donating things like N-acetylcysteine, or you can eat more onions and garlic and mushrooms and sulfur containing food, or do both. Because N-acetylcysteine is a sulfur donor, but also raises our body's most powerful antioxidant, glutathione, which helps to make sure that as our body is taking that, kind of running our toxins through the dishwasher and putting that soap on them to get it out, that they don't, in the process, those toxins don't damage through free radical exposure a bunch of our cells. And so that's what glutathione helps with along
with
vitamin C.
Your body produces it naturally though, right?
But it does. But again, if you're not eating vitamin C and vitamin E and N-acetylcysteine and other sulfur donors that regenerate your glutathione, you'll have lower levels.
Wow.
We have to eat the foods to keep regenerating it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Great information. Like, and so well done. Jill Lane, always a rock star. Thank you so much for being in studio with us today. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. I want to let you know you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Another shout out to our great sponsors, companies like Sun Warrior, Honest Hemp, Nature's Plate, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.